Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella School Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to provide an update from the final school board meeting of the 2017-18 academic year.
We had you on with Dr. Bob a couple weeks ago, and we've been checking in periodically with the Pella Youth Coalition. It's kind of the name that's come out of it. What is really the latest with that group and some of the work that primarily students are driving to engage other students that may be using drugs to maybe not do so and to help students who may need help?
There's definitely some movement around our Pella Youth Coalition. You know, we're calling it the Pella Youth Coalition now. It may go through a name change in the future. We're not sure. But essentially, it's to look at a substance-free lifestyle, whether it's drugs, alcohol, any of those types of things, prescription drugs. We want really to promote that. And so there's a group of parents, people from the city, people that are staff members and things, and administrators from the school systems, and just interested people from our community that really want to make a positive effect on what's happening. So right now, where that's at, we've been meeting. We've had a couple meetings as a large group. We've also divided into three subgroups. So there's actually a subgroup that's focused on resources for people, how to connect people to resources, whether it be students or parents. There's a group that's very much focused on the student issues, the student areas, in terms of how we impact and provide opportunities that are good, free, substance-free activities, drug-free, substance-free, and then also hopefully monetarily free activities for students in our community to give them something else to do. So I know our students are focused on that and just how we can also connect students to resources as they need it. And then, of course, the third group is the parents, the parent group. How do we help parents? What do we do for parents? How do we inform parents? How do we educate? So all those things are what the subgroups are working on. They each kind of have their own mission and they're being driven, but that all funnels into the larger overall organization. So we're trying to create an organization that is sustainable, that can, you know, move forward, that has legs, that actually makes progress and continues to do things. So you're going to see some events happen over the summer. And there's some student events that are planned, some free activities, substance-free activities that will be happening, and those will be advertised out by the students. We're also going to have a larger kickoff meeting for the community, for parents and interested people. That is either going to be the end of July or early August, and that date's not completely set yet, but we know those things are coming. And then just continue to move it forward. There's other ideas that are out there, both with the parent group, student group, you know, and resource group that we all have. And so we're just looking to continue to move along, and we've got some really good people involved. But if listeners want to be involved, there's certainly they can contact me at Pella Schools, and I can certainly get them hooked into the right people and right groups.
Now, that update came at the end of the last school board meeting, and one of the key issues moving forward will be a sharing agreement with food services. You had Connie in last night and had an opportunity to talk to her and the board about sharing food service and improving resources over at Oskaloosa while maintaining some of the recent successes you've had here at Pella. What is that agreement ultimately going to look like and kind of the added duties for someone who has been through some of these experiences before between Knoxville and Pella?
So Connie Bolt is our food service director for Pella Schools, and so she is going to be shared 50-50 between Oskaloosa and Pella next year. Connie has been a shared food service director before. She was actually shared between Pella and Knoxville just a few years ago, and so she was our shared person. In the end, she's going to bring, you know, her 22 years of experience in food service in that area to the Oskaloosa system, establish some protocols and things that they probably need some attention with, and then ultimately just help direct both programs. So you're going to see certainly some of the things that we have done in Pella that probably be implemented in Oskaloosa. And she's going to try to keep, you know, very similar things in terms of the same nutrition programs that help kind of run the system, and then ultimately, you know, how she kind of staffs and works with the employees. So that's going to be a shared situation. You know, we're fortunate to have some very good kitchen heads in Pella that will do very well in Connie's absence. So when she's over in the Oskaloosa district and she's not here, and kind of vice versa, Oskaloosa also has some good kitchen heads that are lead people in each of their buildings that will also serve when in Connie's absence. So we're fortunate to have Connie to be able to do this, that she's even willing to do this. I really didn't put any pressure on her to have to do it. For me, it was, Connie, if you want to do this, we could certainly take this on. It's not a have to. So I really wanted her to feel like it was a good idea. She went over there and visited with them, visited with their employees, watched different things, talked to different people in leadership over there. And so she feels good about making this happen. There's certainly some work to it. There's some things to be done. And we just need to, you know, support her through that. So that's what that'll look like. She'll be between both districts, and that'll be for next year.
Once again, that was Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.